In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Well, good evening.
Good evening.
Get to say that a lot this week. I know you're all excited for about a 45-minute sermon, so I've been working on it all afternoon. But to be honest with you, I sat with the gospel reading today, and a unique thing happened. I opened up my Bible here, and there were no marks at all on this passage. You know what that means? I have not preached it since I've owned this Bible, which I bought shortly after I arrived here when I found out I needed larger print. I blame that on the lighting. But we hear this passage, and it becomes a bit of a struggle for me. I seriously sat with this most of the day, and I could not come up with what it is God was saying. And yet, what he was saying became very obvious, unfortunately, not very quickly. It's just an overwhelming understanding of the power of God when we recognize that he has dominion even over death. Amen? It's just overwhelming. And we even hear that in the passage itself when we hear what happened. On the first day of the week at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, so I felt like I was in good company, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. That did not happen at my house today. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. Now, there was a moment I was a little terrified when you're supposed to be preaching a number of hours and you got nothing. And I did bow my face to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here, but has risen." And I went, "Yes, Lord, that is what it is. That's why I can't come up with what it is, because it's too great for us to fully comprehend, isn't it? I mean, death is so final to us, but not to God. Our Lord Jesus Christ and his followers went through this entire process, and he was nailed to a cross, and they watched him die. These very women watched him die. If we back up to the previous chapter, it says the women who had come with him from Galilee followed. They saw the tomb and how his body was laid. These are the same women that have gone to the tomb on this morning and found out that he's not there. Yeah, they're perplexed. They literally watched him be put in the tomb. They came because they were going to do more preparation for the body. And it wasn't there. And then these angel-like figures come upon them, and they go, "Well, why are you looking for the living among the dead?" Why indeed? I had a unique experience in the Holy Land, in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, which contains both the mount in which Jesus was crucified and the tomb in which he was buried. And we had pretty good access. We literally could go anywhere we wanted. There were no lines. I could have gone, if you've ever been there, you know there's always a line. And I just couldn't go in the tomb. I would go near it, and I could have walked in and out, no waiting, but I just couldn't bring myself to go in. Because all in my mind, all I kept hearing, all my heart was saying is, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" And I was brought to my memory this afternoon and realized, of course, they were confused. How could they not be confused? And then the angel-like figures, "Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. Then they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and all the rest. And of course, they come and tell the others, and the others respond, that it seemed to them an idle tale. And I think that's where the struggle comes with the passage. Yeah, we get it, but we don't. Jesus rose from the dead. Now, I've seen people rise from nearly dead, but I've yet to see someone rise from the dead. It doesn't mean I don't go expecting it. But Jesus rose from the dead. It's what he's promised. And I think the struggle is, it is so overwhelming. It is so amazing that we have this God that not only incarnate came to walk among us, but sinless, took our sin with his very body and blood and washed it away, and then overcame death in the grave and rose again. Well, if this is true, brothers and sisters, and I trust you believe it to be, or you wouldn't be sitting here on a Saturday night, undoubtedly with some of you with the intention of coming back tomorrow, we believe this. And if we're going to proclaim this and all the other things that God has promised us in his word, that's overwhelming. And I think that's why we sit and struggle with it sometimes. I know that's what it is for me. I'm going to stand here and proclaim that Jesus has risen from the dead. I guess I have to be able to proclaim all the other things he's promised too. If this is the core of our faith, and it is, this Jesus must have been telling the truth. This Jesus who proclaims to be the one who can sanctify us, set us apart, make us holy. This Jesus who has taken upon him our sins so that we can be reconciled fully to God. There's something real about that. Yes, the women were perplexed. And then they heard his words. They were reminded of what Jesus had said. And they went, this has happened. He said it would happen, and it happened. And here we are. All these years later. Still hearing this incredible news, still not fully able to grasp the concept, and I think it's okay. It truly challenges our understanding, doesn't it? See, as we heard in one of our earlier readings, you may have forgotten by now. See, God's ways are not our ways. And that couldn't be more true than in this night when we recognize his resurrection from the dead. And we have to just stop. Just like the women did, as the angelic figure said, don't you remember what he said? And rather than go away going, well, I don't know, I'm not so sure yet, they went and told everybody. What Jesus said was going to happen, happened. He's not in the tomb. He is risen. He has overcome sin and death. And he's alive. And still is. And this day, we celebrate this incredible mystery. And rather than try to explain it or to more deeply understand it intellectually, I'd say, brothers and sisters, we just open our hearts and we say, he promised and he did. He is faithful and he says, come with me. And all we can do is say, but I don't fully understand. And the Lord says, it's okay. My ways are not your ways. But remember what I said. This salvation bought with his body and blood. Our cleansing of our sin, the overcoming of death and life eternal with him is ours, and we celebrate it today and tomorrow and every other day after that. But for today, brothers and sisters, hallelujah, Christ is risen.